Welcome to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. I'm a life coach. Well, no, actually, I'm a relationship coach. What's a life coach anyway? I started out about 18 years ago, and I thought, you know what? It sounds good to be a life coach, teaching people how to score in the game of life, how to succeed, how to be happy. What is it really to win in the game of life? I got so excited. And then I noticed there were life coaches everywhere teaching everything from holistic diets to transcendental meditation. And I thought, okay, maybe this isn't even a legitimate industry. But no, you know what? When I taught people how to succeed, it felt good and people did like what I was teaching them. I didn't point out what was wrong. I didn't try to fix their illnesses. Because quite frankly, I don't agree with the American mental health and pharmaceutical industries. I don't think people need to be fixed. I think they just need to be taught. If you give them a strategy and the equipment to score in the game of life, yeah, they're going to have fun getting better. Let's learn something. And people said, but you know what, honey, you need to find a niche, a specialty, something that you really focus on, like a doctor. Yeah, you could be a general practitioner, but be a specialist in something. That was at about 10 years into my practice. And I said, hey, you know what? I'm good at teaching people how to be with people. They watch me with my husband and my kids, and they say, I want what you have. Teach me how to have what you have. So a lot of the advice that I gave them as a coach was to be with other people. And that's when I came up with a concept of synergy. What we create when we come together, our personal power. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, there is no neutral energy. You're either positive or you're negative. That's powerful. You are going to have an effect on the people that you interact with. No, you know what? You're even going to have an effect on the people that you come around. So ask yourself, what are you like to be around? What is it like for people to be around you? What's it like for them to be with you? Are you able to answer that question? Are you ready to answer that question? Can you handle the truth? I love Jack Nicholson for so many reasons, but obviously a line that people remember from him when he was screaming at Tom Cruise and A Few Good Men, you can't handle the truth. You know what? It touched a nerve for a lot of people because they can immediately think of five people that that was true about. Well, how about you? When I was a very little girl, my father said to me, be careful, sweetheart, don't lie. And I was trying to lie to him. And I said, I'm not lying. He said, no, seriously, when you lie to strangers, you're going to miss out on opportunities. When you lie to friends and family, you die alone. But when you believe your own lies, it's all over for you. You don't even have yourself left. And he walked away. And I went, oh my God. I think I'm scared. I think I'm actually scared right now. Yeah, it's important to be honest with yourself. But you might actually be handling the truth better than you think. You might be able to handle more truth than you give yourself credit for. So since my show is recently in a new day and time, a new hour time slot, we have the opportunity to get the word out there. Yeah, I'm going to open up the phone lines for the whole show. If you have a question or a comment that you want to make during the show, I'm going to be covering about five different topics today, touching on the theme that I just summarized for you. But if you have a question you want to ask me as a relationship coach, don't hesitate to call in. The number to the station is 888-627-6008. Okay, now, one of the things that I actually learned in high school, and I think it's kind of cool that they taught me this, self-actualization. Okay, that sounds pretty glamorous, right? What is self-actualization? It's basically reaching your full potential. Okay, yeah. Oh, and by the way, heads up, ladies and gentlemen, I have a head cold, so I might be drinking tea, I might be coughing or sneezing, but I'm okay. I feel okay, so don't worry about that. Okay. When we're talking about the levels of our life, our quality of life, the five basic levels are survival, right? The basics, safety, which is security and stability, relationships, which is belonging and loving, esteem, that self-respect and quality valuing yourself, and self-actualization is realizing your full potential. I like to think of it as quality over quantity. And sometimes with my clients, I like to use the example of having, doing, being, and then more or better. Do you want to have, or do you want to do, or do you want to be? Do you want to have more or better? Do you want to do more or better? Do you want to be more or better? Ask yourself, are you ready to handle the truth about what your current focus is, what your priorities are? It's kind of hard to identify at first if you're not used to taking an inventory of your lifestyle, of your mindset, of your emotional constitution. You know, the forest, it's hard to see when you're surrounded by trees, but you can do it. I'm going to go over a few things today about how to learn more things about yourself without having to struggle the way you might have had to before, and learning things about life that might be right in front of your eyes. You've just never been able to identify it specifically. Okay, so let me take a little sip of tea here. Okay, so when we're talking about having more, the premise there, oh, and if you want to call in, again, the number is 888-627-6008. Okay, so the first level, having more, that's at the point of just don't die. You need to have the basics, food, clothing, shelter, water, air. But you know what? If you're not in a good quality state, that can devolve into hoarding. That's a very real struggle for some people because they are still functioning on the most basic level. But then, you know, the level one about being safe is having better. It's about acquiring the things without necessarily having to hoard them, with a good judgment call of this is going to be better for me. I don't have to have many things because the few things that I have are worth more than a lot of little things. Okay. And then, you know, level two, it's about safety, security, and stability. That's about your performance. The level two of doing more, that starts to touch the subject of the approval of others and belonging to the group. You're actually likely to compromise, maybe even compromise your standards in order to feel safe in that moment, not just survive, but to say, okay, I have to make a judgment call about, yeah, maybe the third element that's right there on the cusp of that, that's relationships. Now, that gets a little bit more complicated because it's not just about you anymore. That's about potential competition while simultaneously being accepted by the group. Do you know what things are worth it for you to belong to the group? What things are most important to you personally? And what kind of decisions are you making in your daily life to contribute to whatever is most important to you? Okay, so now that means you're going to have to learn things in life that, well, might not be important to you. You just don't want to know about those things because you don't care about those things personally. But you know what? Life doesn't care if you care or not. Life demands certain performance of certain activities if you are going to not only survive, but succeed. Okay, so there's having more, there's having better. Well, no, there's doing more. How about doing better? That means the work that you put into whatever it is in your life is paying off. You have the quality of your performance, so you don't have to do as much. When your quality is better, the quantity can go down. Yeah, you know what? I love this, talking about my kids. My kids would rather have 30 minutes of amazing than 7 hours of hell. Because you know what? I can be a horrible woman if I'm off center, if I'm in a very low quality state of mind. They would rather do a little bit of amazing things with me because that's going to make the synergy between us powerful. That is going to increase the quality of their soul. Okay, so then when we're talking about being more, being better, yeah, you actually, it's not even about doing more. It's not even about doing better. This is about the source, who you are as the source of what you do that produces what you have. We're getting up to the higher levels now. The most important thing in order to be better is know who you are. And that's what I teach my clients about your personality. Know your personality, because that's what nature has given you. That's the gifts and talents and strengths and abilities that you have. If you tap into all of those resources that you have and you maximize those good things with a high quality energy of happiness and spirit, that's what gets you to the level 5, being a better person. That's about unselfishness and discipline, that is personal sacrifice from a source of love. And that comes from personal fulfillment of doing the work to make the sacrifices, because your judgment has evolved into wisdom and insight. That's a very important process. And again, what I teach all of my clients and my students, and even some of my followers on social media, you have to know yourself and appreciate and trust who you are. You can't do those things until you get past the lower levels of survival into thriving. And that, again, when we're talking about power of synergy, who do you find yourself? Really ask yourself, who do you believe that you are responsible to in the choices that you make? Okay, maybe it's the people around you. Maybe it's the higher power. Okay, some people don't necessarily want to believe that there is any kind of accountability, but that's the whole point. When you have power, that comes with a responsibility. You have to pay the consequences for the choices that you make. You have to be accountable to someone in your life, because you have to believe that your power comes with responsibility. So again, the number, if you want to call in and ask a question, the number is 888-627-6008. Okay, now let's think about something that I tell people. This is kind of another topic, but it's related to the high quality relationships. When people have conflict, because people say to me, when they come to me and say, I want to have a good relationship, they say, I want to have the happiness and love that you have with your husband or your coworkers or your children, your friends and your congregation. How do I get to have that good, positive energy? And I say, well, it's important to know how to resolve conflict, but it's even more important to know how to prevent conflict. Well, there are a few elements. One of them is knowing who you're with and what they need and what they want. Yeah, but then it's also knowing how to get to the source of anything that, well, it's inevitably going to happen in a relationship, is causing dissension. It's causing conflict between you two, or even more if you're Hispanic. It could be up to 6 people, right, at a time. Sorry, I'm married to a Mexican, and I just love that when we have family over, that's usually between 5 and 10 people. And when I go over to my clients and there's having, you know, oh, there's family over, well, it's actually 6 people visiting from out of town. They're staying for 3 weeks. Yeah. So when you have that, you have to take that into consideration. All of those people are part of the synergy and the quality of your soul. There is no neutral energy. It's either positive or negative. And that power and responsibility and that accountability, you have to believe really that you are accountable to those people because you genuinely care. Some people say, well, I'm indifferent. I don't care. No, honey, that's negative energy. If you are not positive, you are negative by default. So that get out of jail free card of indifference, sorry, that doesn't work. Now, so let's talk about the potential elements of conflict. I always tell people, think about it in terms of an iceberg, the tip. I love acronyms, TIP, the tip of an iceberg. We have the topic, we have an issue, and we have a problem. Do you know what is the topic? Yeah, what you're arguing about, what you're disagreeing about. How much of that is the real problem? Well, usually there's an issue behind that. There's something else other than what the knife that they used when they were cutting the lettuce, that you didn't want them to use that knife. Or, you know what? You're watching the football, the soccer. Sorry, I'm thinking in Spanish now. The soccer games that you're watching, why you're not even watching it. You're actually on your phone right now. So why in the world do you have the television on? I can't watch my television show because you're on your phone. You're not even listening to that. Okay, honey, that's the topic. The topic is what's on the television. The issue might be something deeper. The knife that they're using, well, it might be about something deeper, like you don't want them cooking while you're cooking. But why? What's the problem? The problem is, what is the source of the negative energy that is inside of you? If you know how to address the source of the cause of the effect, people usually get lost between the cause and the effect. Issues don't have to become problems. So if we are able to talk with each other, and this is what I love to tell people too, talking, you know what? It's tough. It's tough because you have to listen. They make the joke about how we have two ears and one mouth because we're supposed to listen twice as much as we talk. But talking now is very difficult because our technology has undermined our ability to actually hear what people are saying and to want to know what it means. Everything is very brief. It's very impersonal. It's not really helpful because we can't have all of the details that we need. We need all of the information, all of the details. Do you know how much of what you're thinking and feeling has actually been conveyed to the person that you're with? Do they want to know? Yeah, they do. If they care about you, they want to know. You taking the time to give them that information when you are having a conflict, a problem that has actually turned into dissension and negative feelings between you two, tell them. Or ask them, say, do you understand? Do you want to know? They would love that you cared enough about them because indifference, again, I don't care. I'm not going to waste their time. That's negative and they can feel that. I hate technology because, again, you can't see their face or their eyes. You can't hear their voice. You can't feel their body. You need to know how they're feeling and what they need. And when you take the time to really talk it out and you tell people, I'm willing to listen to what you have to say. You are worth my time. That is the beginning of the source of the cause of the effect that will ultimately be peace and harmony and true connection. That's positive synergy and personal power in the world. The person that you're with, ask yourself this, are they going to walk away from an interaction with you being a higher or lower quality soul as a result of the experience that they just had with you? And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I talk about it every show. I'm going to go into it a little bit later. Personality is the key. You have to know the person that you're with. Take the time, first of all, to know yourself so you can convey that to them, but take the time to get to know them, learn who they are, and modify what you say and do to make it easier for them. That right there has just made you a higher quality soul. The synergy that you create with people will be positive and more powerful. And again, if you have a question or a comment, if you want to call in, the number here is 888-627-6008. Okay, so I knew that there would be a couple different things that people would ask me on the social media because they wouldn't be able to listen into the radio station at this time. I do want to talk about something that is a common question just for people in general based on the lifestyle that they've had. They want to have more energy or better energy, or they might want to lose weight. They might want to be more healthy, get sick less. One of my colleagues today was talking about how diet is a really big part of your energy. Yeah, it is. Diet is very important to having a healthy physiology, which is the source of your energy. Yeah, your physical energy, but also your emotional and your mental energy. But when I was a certified personal trainer and I worked in a gym, even when I was coaching people, I wasn't hired by the gym. I was still telling them to go to these facilities and do workouts as part of their life coaching process. I always told people, look at food last. There are three elements to your physical energy. One is your exercise, your activity during the day. Number two is your sleep, your quality of sleep. And number three is your caloric intake and your vitamins and minerals in the calories that you are taking in. You have to make sure that the food that you're eating will facilitate the exercise that will help you sleep better. But which one do you do first? Should I take a pill to get a good sleep at night? No. I always tell people, don't take anything synthetic, because the side effects of that are just going to undermine the work that you just did. And I got to tell, ladies and gentlemen, I feel like a hypocrite when I say that. I took DayQuil before the show because I didn't want to cough and sneeze. But sometimes you do have to take it. I gave birth naturally 3 times, one to an 8-pound, 12-ounce baby, because I didn't even want Tylenol, right, while I was in labor. But there are things that you can do for yourself that will be better naturally. And so I always tell people, don't worry about depriving yourself of the food that you love to lose weight. Start with exercise. Start with your activity. Your energy will go up. Yeah, you may just have to go for a walk. But if you go for a walk in a casual way, listening to the music that puts you in a good mood, that's going to change your heart and your mind and your body. I walk about 3 to 5 miles a day. Sometimes it's with my son as we're walking over to the store, the restaurant where he works. Sometimes my daughter just says, "Mom, I need to not be in my home. Can we go for a walk?" I don't even know where we're going. I say, "Absolutely with you," because we're either going to listen to music and ignore each other, but walk like we're dancing, or you're going to tell me what in the world is making you have to get out of your home. So yeah, by the time we're done walking to nowhere in particular, we're both really happy that we spent quality time together. Yeah, so get your exercise going, and that is going to help you sleep better. When you get higher quality sleep, you're going to crave good food. Yes, absolutely. You're not mentally ill if you're tired, if you're not sleeping right, if you don't need medication. Start with your physical activity. Get the high quality rest. One of the really important things I tell people, I stretch 3 times a day, sometimes more. If I'm sitting for an extended period of time, I might stretch for 5 minutes. But one of my stretching routines is for energy. One of my stretching routines is for alignment. I literally have to get my spine straight again. And another one is for flexibility. Yeah, I'm 48 years old and I'm married for 30 years. Flexibility is good for your marriage, ladies. Okay, now, having said that, if anybody has any questions about that before I go on to the next theme, it's 888-627-6008. Okay, so now this part we're going to talk about really knowing how to take care of yourself. Do you know how to take care of yourself? Now, everybody's heard the cliche, put the mask on yourself first. You can't help other people if you're suffocating. Okay, well, common sense, that makes sense. That's not rocket science, but how do you do that? That's easier said than done. Okay, how about this? How about, because some people literally say, "I can't take care of myself if I'm stressing out about other people." Okay, so then, especially for intuitive feelers like my baby girl and my oldest son, he's a sensory judger. He has to do the right thing before he can enjoy maybe doing a little bit of a bad thing, which is being selfish. For an SJ, being selfish is a bad thing. Get other people involved with you and tell people. I love the example of my kids. I would literally say to them, "Okay, you guys, I love you very much, but I'm becoming very, very toxic. I'm very psycho and I'm very not, you don't want to be around me right now." And they say, you're right. We don't. What do you need? Tell us what you need. We'll help you. And sometimes I just would say, "I need to stretch," or "I need to listen to music," or "I need to do Sudoku. I need to go to the store or restaurant and get my favorite food that has no food value." And they'd say, "Great. We'll do whatever needs to happen around the house that you would otherwise do. We'll do it for you because we know that you are going to be better for us when you are done." So when you know what it is that you need and you can include the people in your life and say, "Hey, you know what? The ROI here is going to be so worth it for you." People love to give you that. Remember the principle. There's more joy in giving, and people would love to be able to say, "Yeah, I helped you become a better quality, a higher quality soul by supporting you in your self-care." Now, the really important thing that people need to learn about themselves is their functional order. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about this today because that alone is a 1-hour show. But what I tell people, if you know your Myers-Briggs letters, okay, there's four different dichotomies. You have four letters to your personality. One of your middle letters, the SN or the TF, is going to be your dominant function. You need to figure out what your dominant function is and spend 8 hours a day doing it. Taking care of yourself means you do activities that give you energy. Things that, number one, they're so easy for you, they're automatic. Number two, you are impressively good at them automatically. And number three, they bring you pleasure naturally. So you could do them constantly and you don't ever need to have anything else in your life to make up for what it just took out of you. Find your dominant function and do it 8 hours a day. That right there is going to give you the energy and the strength and the endurance to keep going through your day. Putting the mask on yourself, first of all, means not being in a situation or a condition where you need a mask in the first place. Okay, so now having been prepared for potential challenges, it's very important to know the challenges that are going to inevitably appear beforehand. It's really helpful, like when you go to a life coach and say, okay, what's my life going to be like when I have these adjustments, these lifestyle changes? I need to be ready to not only implement the changes, but follow through and carry them out to fruition. What do I need? Okay, so we're going to take our first break. When we come back, I'm going to go into these other topics that pertain to the bigger issue, right? And again, the number, if you want to call in and ask a question, is 888-627-6008. This is BBS Radio, The Power of Synergy. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona.
We're here to help you take control. Introducing the Conquer Diabetes Program, a life-changing initiative designed just for you. Picture this: expert guidance, customized meal plans, and tailored exercise routines all at your fingertips. Our team of dedicated professionals are here to support you every step of the way. Not only that, but you will receive meetings with our registered dietitian, fitness equipment to allow you to work out at home, nutritional supplements, webinars from healthcare professionals, weekly meetings, and more. Say goodbye to the limitations of diabetes and hello to a vibrant, energetic life. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Go to courses.destinymgmt.com or destinymgmt.com/diabetes to start your free trial today.
Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Okay, so today we're talking about getting yourself into a high quality state. You don't have to worry about survival. You don't have to worry about fitting into the group. You don't have to worry about performance because you're a high quality soul. Your soul is about your heart and your mind and your body and your spirit. There is no neutral energy. Your energy is either positive or negative. You have to know yourself enough to be able to say, yeah, my energy is getting kind of negative. I need to take a step back. We used to call it a timeout when we're talking about a three-year-old. Okay, if we need to take a step back and get refocused, recentered, okay, what do I need? This is the one I love to talk about, including the people in your life, making them a part of you succeeding and being high quality. I kind of mentioned a few things before, but what is it really about? Know the people in your life. Again, when we're talking about our functionality, I only mentioned the dominant function, but what is that? If you spend 8 hours a day doing your dominant function, there is going to be something in your life that you do very well, very naturally. Well, the same is true about other people. I like to put the dispositions in the form of body parts, right? Illustrations. I love using illustrations, especially because my husband and I have found in marriage that's one of the best ways to talk about topics. Let's just change the subject into something that we understand, right? That we really can both relate to, and then infuse those principles into the topic that we're discussing. Okay, when we're talking about personalities, the illustration of body parts, I like to call sensory judgers the bones. They provide moral support. Sensory perceivers are like muscles. They give you power and strength. Intuitive feelers are like hearts. They give you encouragement and love and support and affection. And NTs are like brains. They're ingenious. They are creative and resourceful in coming up with solutions to problems. So it's very important, again, to know what your problem is and then go to the right people. Get the people in your life that are going to afford you the kinds of support and help and just presence around you, with you, for you, to you, to make you more successful. And then when you say to them, I'm a better person because of who you are, that right there has created amazing synergy. And again, if you want to call in and ask me a question, the number is 888-627-6008. Now, one of the things that I like to tell people, and this is a really big buzzword in my industry, mindfulness. Okay, well, that sounds nice. Well, what in the world is that? It's just awareness. You have to be able to say at any moment, this is where I am mentally and emotionally and physically. And as the effect of where I am, what was the cause of that effect and what is the source of that? So if someone comes into your world and says, hey, how can I help you out? You have to be able to say, this is how you can help me out. And yeah, I really would appreciate it. Then you have to let go and let them help you. But one of the things that I tell people about getting centered is the example of ballet. When you are trying to get onto your toes to spin around with your legs flailing all around, it's tough. You have to make sure you have a really good balance. But no, you know what my teacher, she never used the example of balance. She never used the word balance. She said, get out of the group, because we all danced in the group together. And she said, get out of the group. You're throwing the group off. Go recenter. And we would literally have to go over by the bar and shift our weight around and get some movements to get back into what's centered? What is that? It's knowing where the core of your weight distribution starts. It's actually in the center of your stomach. You have to be able to get the top of your head and the weight all the way into the core of the center of your stomach, all the way down your leg, whichever leg you're standing on, so that it's all in one straight line. How do you get from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes? One straight line. You have to manage everything that's going on in your body. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, as a teenage girl, there's a lot going on in your body, okay? Getting all of that centered, all in alignment in order to continue to move in a beautiful way, that takes a lot of mental energy and focus and emotional endurance. Okay, that's a tall order, but you know what? It is possible. It's not as hard as it sounds, ladies and gentlemen. So now what I'm going to be talking about is really taking good quality care of yourself. Now, as a coach, I tell people a lot of things that they need to do. If you don't want to have me hired and paid for and with you every step of the way, I can go ahead and get you my book. But the fact is, the most important part, you have your starting point, you have your destination, you have your game plan. You have to be equipped for all of the things that are inevitably going to happen along the way. You have to have all of the tools and resources, not only identified and labeled by you, but accessible, immediately accessible by you, for you, for yourself, in order to reach the destination. Yeah, just like a coach would periodically call the team off the field and say, okay, so we need to strategize. But if we're going to do this particular task, we need to have these particular tools, right? Yeah, we need to have a strategy. We have to have the cooperation. We have to have a good mindset. And that when we feel equipped and protected, then we feel more confident. Now, one of the things that I like to tell people is you never accidentally succeed. You have to have a very specific destination in mind. Okay, that's the end zone in football. Yeah, it's home plate in baseball. Okay, so maintaining your focus. Some people come to me with, I need to change jobs. Some people say I need to lose weight. Some people say I need to get my relationship better with this person. Have a very specific goal in mind and then create a habit, make it a lifestyle. You have to create a lifestyle that will facilitate you reaching your destination. So when I tell people, now obviously J's like this more than P's, and I'll go into personality profiling probably more next week, but the last letter of your personality, you're either a perceiver or a judger. J's love lists. P's not so much. We like to make them. We lose them halfway through the day. But when we're talking about making a lifestyle change, checklists help you form habits. There's just certain rules that you need to remember. The checklists need to be of four things, right? One constructive thing that you already do consistently that doesn't demand excessive thought or effort for you. One thing that you do well, but you need to be reminded at times to do it. One thing that you do sporadically because it's challenging and requires concerted effort, but it builds your confidence when you complete it. And then one thing that you don't do at all, but you want to start doing regularly. It would make you incredibly happy if you could do that thing. One thing that you don't do at all, you need to have the confirmation and the reinforcement of the things that you do already succeed at, that you are in agreement with, that doesn't require a whole lot of effort, but you feel good when you accomplish it. Then you can start a lifestyle. That new thing will be infused into a lifestyle that you already have. You're just increasing the quality of your mindset by improving the stability of your behavior in that lifestyle choice. Okay, so then here's another thing. This is really important. The landmarks and rewards. It's very important to remember when you have landmarks. I can say periodically, let's say you're getting all the way to, Phoenix. Here we go. From Seattle to Phoenix. And that's about 1,300 miles. Now, you can get lost along the way if you're not paying attention because that's kind of a long distance. Landmarks. Okay, so let's do Portland and then Los Angeles. Yeah, it's important to have those in mind. Well, but then we need to, maybe we need to do some more landmarks. That's important too. So we'll go ahead and make a shorter distance, right? Periodically, it's important to have those that you can keep your eyes on because it helps you maintain your focus. Yeah, you just can't have them out of reach because then you're going to lose interest. It's going to seem and feel too far away for you to pay attention to. And we don't want that, do we? So the important thing there is to remember that the reward needs to not undermine the progress that you've made. Yeah, when you reach a landmark, you can give yourself a reward. That's the positive reinforcement that you've actually successfully accomplished something and you're proud of yourself. You've earned that reward. That will, again, keep your energy positive. And again, if you have a question or comment, the number is 888-627-6008. Okay, so you know what? Sometimes we just need to brainwash ourselves. Well, that's easy, right? We just do, So I call it affirmations. Let's do that. Let's just literally tell ourselves something over and over and over again until we completely believe it. There you go. Yeah, I tell people there are rules. I'm just going to go ahead and read off the rules that I tell people. Rules for making affirmations effective. Number one, always phrase affirmation statements in the present indicative sense. That means that it's already true. Okay. Number two, keep them short and simple. Number three, they should consist of highly complimentary statements about wonderful things that you are and do. Number four, write a list of a minimum of 9 affirmations, but they need to be at a ratio of 1 to 3. Number five, in the 1 to 3 ratio, one statement needs to be a statement that you completely believe without a doubt. One needs to be a statement you suspect to be true, but sometimes wonder about. And one needs to be something that you don't believe at all, but you would give anything for it to be true. Number six, shuffle the list of statements so that they're randomly placed. Number seven, have at least 7 copies of the complete list strategically placed throughout your general environment as a permanent fixture in your daily life. So you see them consistently as you go through your regular daily life activities. Even if they're discreetly concealed from the general public, you will still know where they are. Number eight, say them out loud frequently in a casual way at random times as you're doing daily activities. Yeah, as you're walking by the bathroom, I am a healthy, happy person. Okay, out loud again. Okay. And then number nine, have a schedule that you also routinely use to recite the affirmations in addition to that daily casual mention of them. No matter what's going on in your life at that time of day, other things can wait. This is not negotiable. Number 10, keep a copy of the list physically with you at all times so that in the event that you feel a need for positive reinforcement to cancel out negative thoughts, it will be easily accessible to you. Number 11, read the list out loud at least 5 times daily, at least, okay, more as needed. Number 12, say the whole list out loud until you completely believe each and every statement. And as many times as it takes for that to happen, you may have to do it for up to 15 minutes, depending on how you're feeling at the moment you start. Okay, so let's say you have a list of 15 affirmations, and there's one thing that you are really struggling with right now. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to freak out. And you read through the 14 statements, you are 100%. That one statement that you still don't quite No, if you believe, you read the whole list over and over again, and you have to read it out loud over and over until you thoroughly believe all 15 statements without a doubt. Your mind doesn't know what's real and what's true. If you tell yourself something enough times, your mind is going to accept it at some point and go, okay, all right, I got it. Let's do it. And that it's kind of annoying. But again, keep the people in your life aware of what you're doing. Have emergency places in your home that you can go to where you can recite them out loud, uninterrupted, if those negative feelings begin to manifest within you. And even if you're crying, continue to say the statements out loud with conviction through your tears. Yeah, the people in your life are going to know that you are working on this. They will support you. Again, remember that and trust that people really do want to support you and they want to help you and they want to share with you. Okay, so we're going to take another real quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get into the really juicy stuff because this is the tough stuff, but it can be fun if you know what you're doing. Again, the number, if you want to call in and ask a question, is 888-627-6008. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona on BBS Radio. This is The Power of Synergy.
Imagine a world where managing diabetes is not a struggle, but a journey toward wellness. Introducing the Conquer Diabetes Program, a life-changing program designed just for you. With our program, you'll receive personalized support from our team of experts dedicated to your success. Learn to understand what your body is trying to tell you and effectively manage your blood sugar through fitness and nutrition. Our goal is to empower you with the knowledge and tools to conquer diabetes and live life on your terms. This is an American Diabetes Association approved DSMES course. Don't let diabetes hold you back any longer. Visit courses.destinymgmt.com or destinymgmt.com/diabetes. And take the first step towards conquering diabetes and embracing a healthier future. Start your journey to a healthier, happier you. Conquer diabetes and reclaim your life. Consult with your healthcare professional before starting any new health program.
Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. If you want to ask me a question, we've got about 10 minutes left in the show. The number is 888-627-6008. Okay, so I'm doing pretty good. I haven't sneezed the whole show and I've only coughed a couple of times. Yes, I'm feeling really good about this. I was excited about this show. First of all, because before I go into the last part, I had sort of an epiphany last night. A lot of people that I coach and a lot of my colleagues, I explain love and about relationships. Yeah, we want to love and we want to be in a relationship. So that's how we're made. But love is one element of a relationship. It's not everything. And just because you love someone doesn't mean you're ready for a relationship. I actually had, excuse me. I had the illustration, the thought about tamales. My husband is so good at making tamales, and I love how the whole house smells when he cooks them. But he'll usually make like what, 80 of them, 160 of them at a time. And I say, okay, so let me watch what you're doing. Yeah, we got cornmeal, we got lard, we got oil, we got salt, we've got peppers, we've got meats and cheeses and. Yeah, okay. And the corn husks, and I like watching him, rub the cornmeal on the masa on the corn husks. And I don't know how many of my listeners actually know how to make tamales or what they consist of. But obviously there's a lot of ingredients that go into it. And when I think about relationships, you know what? In the illustration of tamales, love is like corn. Yeah, it's absolutely vital. It's the main ingredient in the corn meal, and it's the husk. That's what you're going to cook the actual product in. Corn is vital to tamales, but it's not the whole thing. And the same is true with love. When we have love, yeah, you absolutely have to have love in a relationship, but love is not the same thing as a relationship. It's just one element of many ingredients. The ingredients that are required in a relationship are responsibility and accountability, like I mentioned in the beginning of the show. It's hard work and personal sacrifice, like I mentioned in the first segment. It's about discipline and focus, like I mentioned in the third segment. You have to have everything, and you have to do the work all day, every day. Yes, the payment, the payoff, the ROI, it's exponential. It's fabulous. But again, just because you love someone doesn't mean you are ready for a relationship. You have to be high quality and have the discipline and know how to communicate. You have to do the work. So now the last part, I'm going to talk about the art of relationships. ART, that's another acronym I just love to share with people. Appreciation and respect and trust. Do you really understand those three things with the people in your life? Do you appreciate them? Do you respect them? And do you trust them? What is appreciation? It's truly valuing someone and being grateful for them. Wow, that's huge. It's not easy. It's very simple. Do you appreciate a person genuinely for who they are, for what they have the ability to do, for the things that they do, for the thoughts and feelings that they have, for the way they express them? Yeah, appreciate them. Take the time to cultivate appreciation for people. Respect. Now, here's one. I'm going to get kind of a little on a soapbox here. Where my husband comes from, you respect your parents. Okay, that means you obey them and you shut up. Okay, now where I come from, respect is admiration and recognition, acknowledging who they are and giving them the dignity that they deserve because you truly do appreciate them. Yes, but you admire them. I'll be honest with you. I can show respect to just about anybody. Yeah, okay, anybody if I want to. But that doesn't mean I feel respect for them. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to genuinely feel respect. Otherwise, it really is a slap in the face. You don't think where my husband comes from, the parents know that their children think they're trash. Oh, but they showed me respect. Well, I don't care. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't feel respect, it doesn't matter if you show it because it's garbage. And the hypocrisy of it, the lying of it, to me, that's worse than not showing respect. Showing it while you don't feel it, no, that's toxic and that is very selfish. But then the last part is trust. Now think about this. If you appreciate someone and you respect them, then you can trust them. What is trust? It's a willingness to surrender, giving someone else power in your life. You can't have a relationship with someone that you don't trust. How can you trust? Well, you know what? I always say assume the best. I would rather be disappointed by giving someone too much credit and thinking positive things, right? And being wrong about that, than being right, just knowing they were garbage. If you're judgmental and if you have this suspicion, you don't trust anybody. Okay, well, you know what? You'll never get hurt, but you'll never be happy. either. Don't you want to be happy? And if you have that good quality energy and you say to people, hi, you know what? Yeah, I appreciate you and I respect you and I trust you. You're going to do one of two things. One of two things is going to happen. You are either going to make them want to be a better soul, or you're going to push them out of your life because they're going to say, no, I need to be around sick people like me. And you're annoying. Your good, positive, healthy energy is annoying to me. I'm going to go find someone sick like me. Or they might actually have something good that you just tapped into and made them go, wow, wait a minute. Maybe I do like feeling good. And how can I be happy with you? I want to stay with you and I want to be with you. Wow. Okay. That's really important. Now, the last thing I want to talk about, rules for energizing. This is another thing different than the affirmations and the rewards. Okay. A shot in the arm. Again, sometimes there's a timeout, but sometimes you need an actual shot in the arm. And this is what I tell people. 10 rules. Number one, keep any objects that will be used by you in a place or circumstance where you have immediate access to them. Number two, don't use any activity or object more than twice per day. Number three, don't spend more than 10 minutes doing any activity, unless that's the prescription for the activity. And number four, don't spend more than 50% of your hourly pay rate to purchase anything needed for that activity. If you make $20 an hour, you can't spend more than $10 on one of the tools that you'll use in your shot in the arm activity. Number five, don't place any demand or pressure on other people without their prior knowledge and consent to participate. Number six, don't consume more than the equivalency of 10% of your total daily caloric intake. You can't just undo the work that you did on your diet with your shot in the arm, okay? And number seven, they must be powerful and effective enough to improve your overall health by at least 20%. That's mental or physical or emotional, not necessarily all three. Number eight, they need to be predetermined, specific activities corresponding to specific circumstances, so that little or no thought is necessary at the moment that you're doing it. Number nine, you must be completely mentally separate and emotionally detached from anything negative in your environment so you can fully engross yourself in the positive energy of what you're doing. And number 10, you must immediately deal with the issue or problem that generated the initial need for a shot in the arm within you when you're done. You have to be of a good enough quality that you can resolve the problem that really made you need a shot in the arm in the first place. So when we're thinking now about different emotions, some people think that negative emotions are a bad thing. Ladies and gentlemen, no, they're not. Emotions are a good thing. Even bad emotions are a good thing because they're just our body's way of telling us what we need. Anger is telling us something has happened and I'm not happy about it. So go fix what just happened. Fear is something could potentially happen, and I'm letting you know you need to take care of a situation that could potentially be very, very harmful to you. Anxiety is, wow, you know what? Something could potentially happen. It hasn't happened yet, right? But I'm giving you a heads up. Everything in my life is making me think, you know, this is could potentially turn into something. Anxiety is good. Fear is good. Anger is good. As long as you identify what created those feelings inside of you. And again, getting yourself recentered, taking good quality care of yourself, it's absolutely worth it because the people in your life will see that you are doing the work not only for yourself, but becoming a higher quality soul for them. Do you believe that people want to help you be a high quality soul? Absolutely. And if they don't, well, you know what? Then you need to get them out of your life. Success is never accidental. You have personal power. Make your power do good things. Use it for good. Get your focus straight. Surround yourself with good quality people and know what you're doing when you're doing it, because that way when you reach out, people will be there with you and for you. And it's more likely to happen the right way. I've recently updated my website, so you can go to www.synergyrelationshipcoaching.com. If you have a question or comment that you want to pose to me in between episodes of my show, I have an email address just for this so that you can, sorry, now I'm thinking in Spanish. Okay, Gmail. Yes, it is bbsradio.thepowerofsynergy@gmail.com. Okay. And again, 888-627-6008. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of Synergy today on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona.